Rather, Van Gogh's losses of consciousness most likely stemmed from serious substance abuse. The putative Geschwind syndrome has not been recognized in standard diagnostic manuals. For example, the publicly accessible PubMed database had this to say about the syndrome as of August 2006. A characteristic personality syndrome consisting of circumstantiality, excessive verbal output, stickiness, hypergraphia, altered sexuality, usually hyposexuality, and intensified mental life, deepened cognitive and emotional responses, is present in some epilepsy patients. For identification, the term Geschwind syndrome has been suggested as a name for this group of behavioral phenomena. Support for and criticism against the existence of this syndrome as a specific personality disorder has produced more fire than substance, but the presence of an unsettled, ongoing controversy has been acknowledged. At present, the strongest support stems from the many clinicians who have described and attempted to manage seizure patients with these personality features. Carefully directed studies are needed to confirm or deny that the Geschwind syndrome represents a specific epilepsy psychiatric disorder. In other words, there is a good question whether the syndrome actually exists. Most epileptologists today do not think that religiosity typically characterizes people with TLE. The picture that emerges is that TLE is often associated with obsessiveness. A small minority of patients may become obsessive about religion, as opposed to art, sports, sex, or politics, for example, but one cannot build a theory of religion on that alone. Still, it is worth asking, is epilepsy associated in some way with vision or risk-taking? After all, it has been regarded in the past as a sort of divine madness. Famous people with epilepsy. One is struck by the number of charismatic historical figures who are reported to have had epilepsy, or, specifically, TLE. Pythagoras, Aristotle, Alexander the Great, Hannibal, Julius Caesar, Dante, Napoleon Bonaparte, Jonathan Swift, George Frederick Handel, Jean-Jacques Rousseau, Ludwig von Beethoven, Sir Walter Scott, Fyodor Dostoevsky, Vincent van Gogh, Lord Byron, Percy Bysshe Shelley, Edgar Allan Poe, Alfred Lord Tennyson, Charles Dickens, Lewis Carroll, Peter Tchaikovsky, and Truman Capote, to name only a few. Could there be some connection between epilepsy and vision or creativity in general? Patient literature often cites a number of historical figures who are said to have had epilepsy, undoubtedly to boost the self-esteem of the newly diagnosed patient.